Blog Talk Radio.
Time with Pastor Steph.
Good morning, rise and shine. You're on with the due time to pass the step. How are you today? That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear. For this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So, where were you yesterday? Yesterday was Let's Talk About It Tuesday, Church Folk Day, and we started off talking about the crazy individuals out in Rome who think it's fine to have or participate in a COVID party. Now, let me help you break down what they were out there doing. Well, they have parties where they all take a drink from the glass or a bottle of beer of a person who is knowingly infected with the COVID virus, hoping that they'll get COVID. Yes, they hug and they kiss and they embrace and they do all kind of things, as well as they go to the bedside of the COVID victim and or the infected COVID people, and they inhale all of the air that the COVID individual is breathing. Oh my goodness. Why? Because they're hoping to recover and show that they have had COVID and they have recovered from it, and they can get some type of pass that would allow them to work for 6 months. Now, are you serious? You may not even live to see this 6 months. Well, that's what's been happening, because either you have died or most people have ended up on a respirator. Yes. So, I mean, would you even be able to work? Because as they say, you know, some people don't even recover from, you know, the COVID, or they have some leftover issues and health problems and stuff like that, as well as, you know, you just may not even be able to function properly afterwards. Well, they also had some anti-vaccinated individuals, as well as people who are going around unmasked, who are giving their children some fake vaccine so that they can get some type of a break or a deal. I don't get it. Who does this stupid stuff? People who are not sane. Well, unfortunately, we also talked about two young people, 25 years old, mom and dad to be, out in Texas, and mom to be got pregnant for a lowlife who had four children, between the ages of 1 and 5, as well as a child support order for $250 a month, who was also unemployed. Well, upon telling him that she was going to be a mom and he was going to be a dad again, she went back to recoup some money that he owed her and ended up texting a friend telling her, well, if anything happens to me, here's my location. Now, is this what we're doing? We just telling people this, or is there reason for us to be concerned? Well, clearly there was reason for her to be concerned that something was not going to go right. Well, unfortunately, she was correct, because he got her out of the car and shot her in the head dead. Yes, so mom-to-be is no longer here. And now, uncle of the perpetrator says he just don't understand what happened. This is so different than his nephew normally does. Yeah, right. Nowhere in the world she's worried about her safety. He ends up killing her, and you don't know nothing about his potential habits, his potential responses. Ain't nobody buying that. You know, they went and found, you know, some greeting card and, you know, this gentle way of telling him that she was having a baby and that, you know, this is what the ultrasound looks like. That's what they found in her house. In his house, they found a receipt for a handgun and ammunition. So while she was looking for her money back, he was too busy buying firearms. Oh, my goodness gracious. Our last story was a story past all stories that we have heard in quite some time. Yeah, out in Wisconsin, where you had the young man mowing down the people at the parade. Oh, my goodness gracious. What's going on? Well, come to find out that he had a litany of problems and a list of criminal activity in his past. And he's been going buck wild for quite some time, as he, you know, had just posted $1,000 bond and bail on Friday. And then he mowed over all these people in the parade on Sunday. Yes, come to find out that he, if my computer would act right, because all the stuff I can't remember, but he had just gotten finished having an episode with an ex-girlfriend where she was almost mowed down by him herself after they saw track marks, yes, tire marks on her pants leg, a bloody face, and now he pled not guilty. Well, he turned around and tried to run everybody down at the parade. So I guess that not guilty went into the toilet. Oh, my goodness. And Grandma ratted him out, and she told the story that he had had some altercation with the nephew. And, you know, when the nephew saw that he had an old cell phone, he approached Uncle. Well, Uncle tried to shoot him and his friend. So, oh, yeah, I'm trying to figure out what the judge is going to say now, because, baby, you got some answering to do as to why this individual is walking the streets free. And now he tried to kill, or he did kill, the grand dancing granny, as well as 48 other people injured by him. Now, I mean, come on. Come on. He should have been in somebody's jail with all the stuff that was showing up. He should have been under somebody's jail. Yeah, it's just a horrible situation where, you know, when the judges really don't do their job. We really rely on them to do their job. Well, our panel, our Lady Tamika, Shantice, and Pastor KL, took the mic yesterday and talked about our flesh and spirit versus the enemy made me do it. Ooh, and they did a fantastic job. You know, we've talked about whether the enemy is responsible for the things you do, or is it you? Well, yesterday, we pulled out some verses that helped everybody understand that, hey, this is on you. You can make a decision as to whether you are going to walk well, walk right, or walk wrong and strong. Oh, yeah, as Brother Al would say. And yes, it's on you. You can only be tempted. You cannot be made to do anything. So, you know, these three stories really indicated the weakness of individuals now and how far things can really go if you don't guard yourself. Yes. So we really, really had some kind of conversation yesterday. Woo! Well, today is Wow Wednesday. And, ooh, you know how we do the middle of the week here on In Due Time with Pastor Steph. It's going to be live as we have our girlfriend Vivian come on with her socially conscious segment. We have the Women of Worship as well as Techie Talk. And I don't know if we'll have Pastor Charlotte today, if she's feeling up to it, with our Faith Over Fear segment. So there's a whole lot you have to look forward to. Yes. So hold on to your seat as you go and get that healthy breakfast. Oh, hold on to your seat as you call and text a friend and let them know that In Due Time with Pastor Steph is on and it's Wow Wednesday and we need to figure out how we going to spend our holiday. Yeah, I want to talk to all of you about, you know, what you're going to do tomorrow. God spares. Have you started cooking yet? Come on, come on, come on. If you are, what's on that menu? Yeah, I can't wait to hear. All right? So we're looking forward to all the things that are about to take place today. And again, let's hold on to our seat because we'll be right back.
We all have a role in keeping our food safe. Farmers should follow good agricultural practices to assure that the food they produce is the healthiest it can be. Markets and restaurants are required by law to follow safe food handling procedures when selling raw or cooked foods to their customers. And each one of us should always practice proper food handling, cooking, and storage at home. Make sure that you're doing your part to keep food safe for all of us. A message from the Hawaii Department of Agriculture.
Good morning, good morning, and good morning to you again. You're on with In Due Time with Pastor Steph, and we are at Wow, Wednesday for the week already. Oh, my goodness gracious. I remember saying, we'll check it on Monday morning blues. Well, we are so happy to be together today as we are about to go into the Thanksgiving Day festivity. And we are really, truly blessed that God has spared our life, not only for another week, not only for, you know, another couple of months, but I remember us being here last Thanksgiving. Yeah. So I want to know what you're doing. So hit me up, 347-285-7777. Well, I guess I should say Shantisa, because she's the one that's going to relay. What you doing tomorrow? What's on the menu? What's on the menu? Okay. Well, it's about that time that we have our girl Vivian on so she can give us the socially conscious news of the week. Let's say good morning to Vivian. Good morning, Viv.
Good morning. Happy Wow Wednesday. How are you, Pastor Steph?
I am well. Thank you. I am well. And I'm waiting to hear what you got for us this morning. What you got?
All right. Today on Socially Conscious, let's take a look at those COVID numbers. Top five states and territories with the highest COVID cases in the last 7 days are Michigan is number one with 61,551 cases. That is an increase of over 24,000 cases since last week's report. Pennsylvania is number two with 41,321 cases. That is another increase of over 7,000 cases since last week. Ohio is number three with 38,379 cases. That is an increase of over 6,000 cases since last week's report. New York State is number four with 35,990 cases. That is another increase of over 6,000 cases since last week. And number five is California with 29,953 cases. That is a decrease of over 17,000 cases since last week's report. So as we can see, there have been mostly increases this week yet again. All five states are the same as last week. And the only state that saw a decrease was California, who saw a very large decrease this week. While we are on the topic of COVID, an article posted says that there was a survey done that showed that unvaccinated family members are banned from holiday gatherings this season. The article does not say who did the survey, but it says that the survey showed that 63% of people have banned unvaccinated family members from their holiday gatherings this season. And they also show that that about 56% of people say that they expect the conversation of the vaccine to spark arguments during the holidays. So I believe the survey participants were on the other side of the fence, because I just can't see our side banning people from coming to dinner because they're not vaccinated. And I do agree that there'll be some arguments during the holiday gatherings, but on this side of the fence, it'll mostly be about spades or Uno. But y'all let me know what y'all think. Now, while we are on the topic of holiday gatherings, there is a hotline that is out for those who have questions about cooking their Thanksgiving meal. They say if you have any questions, you can call the turkey hotline at 1-844-289-6395. The article says that there would be a chef. His name is Ivan Flowers. He is taking calls from 6 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. And you can call him for live answers to your questions during that time. And if you have any questions after that time, you can call in and hear the pre-recorded conversations that he had answering the most common questions about cooking a Thanksgiving meal. I personally think that there's always YouTube that gives you a detailed video, but to each his own, if this is something that you need, you can always call that number and get some of your questions answered. Our next story is one of a very interesting job offer. They're saying that Reviews.org is looking for one person to watch 25 Christmas movies in a span of 25 days, and they are offering that one person $2,500, a year-long subscription to Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, Amazon Prime Video, HBO Max, and Apple TV, and also Hallmark Movies Now. If you are interested in this job offer, you must be 18 years or older and apply by December 3rd at 7 p.m. And the decision of that one person, they're only choosing one person, and that decision will be announced December 10th. You can go to reviews.org to apply. They're saying all you have to do is watch the movies and answer a short post-movie survey about how the movie made you feel, if it brought back any memories, such and such. I took a peek at the survey, at the little questionnaire for the application, and I believe that it's probably just a ploy to get people to follow them on their social media platforms, but they are hiring this one person, and they're saying that there will be others that can apply and may be chosen. They won't receive the same payment and subscriptions. They'll receive some other gifts and prizes. But, yeah, if you're interested, go to reviews.org and fill out your application. Now, I know those last few stories were very quick, but I know that these next two are going to open up some for some very good conversation. So now for our wow stories of the week, I chose two, because I couldn't choose which one was more wow-worthy. So we have the first one, a story of a high school that is under investigation for sex abuse allegations against teachers and coaches. The report says that there is a widespread of sexual abuse allegations done by educators and coaches at a Long Island Babylon Junior to Senior High School. This all started when 28-year-old Brittany Rawl, a graduate from Babylon Junior High School, came forward in an open letter to the Board of Education detailing that in her years at the high school, she was allegedly sexually abused by her track coach and others. Reports say that five employees have been placed on paid leave since last week during this investigation. Brittany, who graduated from the high school back in 2011, says her goal for coming forward was to make sure current students and parents were aware of what happened to her. Brittany says when a former teammate told her that she had to warn her little sister about certain teachers at the school, she knew it was time to come forward. It says since Brittany's letter, in Brittany's letter, she named nearly a dozen current and former staff members. The article does not go into great detail as to how many women have come forward, but it does say that multiple women who graduated from the high school has since come forward saying that they were sexually groomed and victimized by teachers or coaches while they were students. Another graduate from the school named Darcy Bennett says she sounded the alarm when her tennis coach tried to kiss her, but she alleges that the school officials did nothing to protect her and said he was taken off as a tennis coach, but was able to work as a special education teacher. Brittany said that her track coach sat with her on the bleachers after her graduation and told her he wanted to take her virginity because he was the only one that could love her the way he did. And the next story is This one tied for the wild story of the week. Also, it's a story of a woman who marries a New York native man to get citizenship and then tries to kill him. Reports say that 30-year-old Olivia Ramo married her husband, who is 74 years old, back in 2017, and that after the interview with the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, she attacked him, pushing her husband between a toilet seat and the wall, and then slitting his wrist with a straight razor. The husband's health aide arrived during the assault and somehow did not recognize Ms. Ramo and called the police. Police say when they arrived, they can hear him screaming from the bathroom. He was taken to the hospital where he underwent two surgeries to reattach the tendons in his arm, but unfortunately, he lost all function of his hands. Ms. Ramo took a plea deal and will be serving 15 years in state prison with 5 years of post-release supervision. My thought is that he was 74 years old. All she really had to do was wait a couple of more years and she would have been a widow. But I guess maybe plans didn't go her way with the United States Immigration Services after the interview, and she just wanted out. He is still alive, thank God, but again, he's lost all feeling in his hand, and now she's serving time. This has been Vivian with the Socially Conscious, giving you the news that we are following. And remember, if you have any wild stories you would like to submit, please feel free to direct message me on Facebook. My username there is Vivian BM. And come back every Wednesday to find out if your story has been chosen. Thank you, as always, to our loyal listeners. And thank you, Pastor Steph.
Thank you, Vivian. Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, first of all, these COVID numbers are through the roof. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
What in the world is going on? Okay, so the Halloween theory is straight gone. Because for the past 2 weeks, we've had this crazy surge in our numbers. I mean, little California has finally decided to come about it. And Florida, all these other places are making such an impact. Florida ain't nowhere to be found no more. Oh, my goodness.
Right. Just enough.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I have another theory of why the numbers are so high.
Okay,
I think that because people are getting tested for the holiday, because, you know, people want to, they want to travel, and you can't travel unless you show a negative COVID result to go and come back. So I'm thinking maybe because so many people are getting tested, that the numbers are going up because maybe they didn't realize they had it and they're coming up positive. That's my theory. I'm just trying to make sense of it all, so that's my theory.
Well, I mean, I thought you were going to say was now they are able, with the testing, they're able to truly see, you know, who's got COVID and, you know, so maybe there's something to that theory, Vivian. Maybe there's something to that theory. But these numbers are straight on. I mean, out of control. Michigan had an increase of how many in 1 week?
Michigan had an increase of over 6,000.
Wow. That is just crazy. Oh, my goodness gracious. Now, the turkey hotline. Now, you only on for an hour and a half. Now, I know you might want to do something, but if 30 people called an hour, you know, an hour and a half ain't going to do nothing. But even the 30,
right,
you know, for the little 30 people, you ain't really going to be able to, you know, help many people. But, I mean, I guess it's a nice gesture for people who can't cook. I mean, if you can't clean a turkey and throw it in the oven and let that pop-up time... Let the pop-up timer let you know that it's done. I don't know, Vivian. I don't know. I don't know. Now, what for the movies, this movie marathon that you got to go on, did they say any kind of Christmas movie or just specific
Christmas movies? They gave a list of
some options. They didn't say if it had to be specific, these specific movies. They just gave, like, options of movies that you could watch, and it was, like, some classics like Home Alone and Miracle on 34th Street and things like that, like old school movies that came out back in the 60s and stuff like that. It didn't say that you had to watch those specific movies, but it did give you a list of options.
That's what I was trying to get at. I figured that that 34th Street thing was going to be on there. And I wasn't too sure if they were trying to maybe get you to watch certain movies to kind of boost, you know, those views for those movies. But you ain't got that much time in there. Who gonna sit and watch this some Christmas stuff? This is the time. Read your Bible, people. Read your Bible.
Money get people to do anything. If they get in the COVID shot for the money, they'll watch some Christmas movies for $2,500.
You know what? And when you said the $2,500, I said, watch all the people run after this. Because if they're doing the COVID shot for $2,500, oh, man.
Right.
They'll do a whole lot of that $2,500. Oh, yeah. They know what to do to get people to watch. Now, your wild stories are crazy. Your wild stories are crazy. I want to go after the one who married the man, the native. Who was he? A Native American man?
He was just a Native New Yorker.
Oh, Native New Yorker. And where is she from?
It didn't say where she was from.
Oh, okay. No, I laughed because I thought the same thing you thought. The man is 74. Listen. You know, give him some sex. He'll die. Take him for a spin in the bed a couple good times. He'll die. You ain't got to be going to jail. I mean, but
right.
Pin him, you know, pin him between the wall and the toilet or whatever, and slitting his wrist. That is so stupid. Like, nobody would know that you were the one who did this. So she wasn't caught, Viv. She wasn't caught. Because, I mean, come on. You know, generally, people are more crafty than this. You know, if this is, you know, your end game. You know, if you wanted to marry him, you know, for citizenship or whatever, you know, people are generally, you know, they plan a little better than this. That's why I'm like, well, this wasn't no rocket science tree here. You can figure this one out real quick. That ain't that why you married the old man? Because you could have married a young person. You know, you could have married a young person to get, you know, your citizenship. That's, you know, that you ain't even had to go for that. I mean, or maybe the man had some money, and she needed the money. I don't know. But I definitely, again, agree with you. Yeah, that was some poor planning. And if she just was patient, you know, because she's only 38. You know, she had a couple more years in her. probably more years than he had. Oh, Vivian, where did you get these stories from? Oh, my goodness gracious. All right. So what's the plan for tomorrow for you? You're the first one that's going to put out these plans for tomorrow, for your Thanksgiving Day.
My plan is, I live in PA, so I'll be in New York with family and friends for Thanksgiving. And like I said last week, I just you know, go on my little tour. I visit my mom and things like that, and then I just come back home with free plates.
All righty. So who's out there getting some free plates like Vivian? All right. Thanks, Viv. Thank you. Have a wonderful, wonderful and blessed day.
Thank you. You too.
All righty. Thank you. Ooh, some stories. Where are my ladies? We got some stuff to talk about this morning. Let's say good morning to Elder Natisha. Good morning, Elder Natisha.
Good morning, beautiful. How are you today?
I am well, thank you. I'm well. How are you?
I am good. I'm excited about the holidays. Grateful, thankful, and joyful.
All righty. So am I. So am I. All right, Elder Natisha, you were here for Vivian's News. Which one do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about the one that y'all talked about with the 38-year-old with her 74-year-old husband.
Oh, goodness gracious, girl. Goodness gracious.
I mean, I think, you know, if you're strapped for money to that degree, you know, there are other ways to kind of go about it, but to now jeopardize your life and end up in jail, you got to know it wasn't worth it.
Yeah, by now. By now you've been thinking that out.
Right. Yeah, you didn't plan this through and plan this out right.
Nah, my girl. No, you didn't. Was she supposed to pretend like he slit his wrist? I don't get it. That was dumb.
Yeah, I think so. She was supposed to, I mean, there was all kind of things. She was supposed to, like, give him, you know, his medication. I know he was on medication.
Right?
And be like, oh, my God,
right?
he took too much.
Right. Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness. That's the first thing I thought of. I was like, well, don't they normally go for the meds? Like, slip him a little too much or
yeah.
a little too much? Or come on. What about the Visine
right.
drops? Elder Natisha, people been killing, you know, people with Visine drops. He could have, you know, she could have done that one.
Yeah, listen, I saw on Snap, I watch Snap every once in a while, and I saw on Snap one wife, she was putting cyanide in her husband's ice cream every night. And so
Ooh.
Slowly but surely, he just ended up getting sick and dying, and they couldn't figure out what happened to him because she was just putting it in his ice cream, a serving. Like, she was slow with it. She took her time, and at night after night, she served him his dessert after dinner with some cyanide in it.
Wow, that is crazy. But see, that was a woman with a plan. That was a woman
right,
with a plan.
Exactly.
She took her time.
Exactly.
She remembered what
yeah.
the end game was, and the end game is to kill and get away with it. How to get away with murder.
Right.
So clear.
Right. Or maybe he was grouchy, because, you know, 74-year-olds can be a little grouchy, so maybe he was grouchy. He probably was in there yelling at her and stuff, and she was like, you know what? We're going to speed this process up. I ain't got time to be sitting here messing with you, because you grouchy and nasty.
Well, clearly, something went wrong, and you could tell it was a rush, because how did you end up
yeah.
between like the wall and the back and the toilet? So that means that somebody
right.
had to do something, and he lost his balance, and now she's like, okay, you know what? I'm just gonna get this over with, because now that I got you pinned up between the toilet and the wall, you can't move. Ain't no more fight, because if he's 74 years old, he ain't doing all that much moving. So like you said, this thing over with, girl. So, oh, my goodness gracious.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Elder Natisha. I don't know. We going to have to, you know, silently give some lessons.
Bless my heart.
Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. What's the plans for tomorrow? What's your plans?
I am cooking. I always cook. It's a special time for me. I always like follow the steps I watched, you know, my grandmother do. And so for Thanksgiving, it's a time where I feel like she's like, you know, her legacy and lives on through me through,
Good
you
morning.
Know, cooking and stuff like that.
Good morning. Wow.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, shout out to grandma.
So I'll be cooking.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. What's on the menu?
We have turkey, we have roast pork, we have roast beef, stuffing, collard greens, yams, mac and cheese, of course, sweet potato pie, and a cake.
Oh, okay, okay. Have you started already preparing?
I've done, and my oxtails. My youngest daughter wanted oxtails. So, yeah, all the meat is grinding right now. They're all seasoned and in the refrigerator, letting the meat soak in so it can be nice and tender and juicy. I got my oxtails soaking in my vinegar to clean them good and have them nice and tender. So, yes, everything is prepped. I've already chopped up my collard greens, so they are already, you know, cleaned, washed, and chopped up and ready to be cooked. So, yeah, I did some prepping last night.
All right. I know that family's looking forward to that scrumptious meal. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Let's talk to Lady Tamika and hear what she's got to say. Good morning, Lady Tamika.
Good morning. Is it Wednesday again already?
Oh, I know. So quickly it comes. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you. Glad to be on, of course. Glad to listen to our ladies and glad to be on with our listeners.
All right. Glad to have you. Which story are you talking about today?
All right. So I want to talk about the hotline for your Thanksgiving meal. I remember when a loved one of mine, my aunt, she went to make a Thanksgiving meal, and she couldn't, you know, after cleaning out the turkey and everything, you know, she just went ahead and put it in the oven. And I remember the turkey looked a little odd when we were looking at it, but it tasted great. But, you know, looking at it, I kept saying, why does that turkey look different? She had put the turkey in the roaster with the butt side up, you know, and it was just really funny to look at because, you know, and that's not something you could call a hotline for, you know. Had she called a relative or, you know, somebody, we didn't see her put it in. We only saw the end result, you know. And I think it's always easier to call a friend, call a relative, you know, whatever your advice is, you know. YouTube is good. Pinterest is another one. They're all types of, you know, cooking venues that you can find to assist you so that you just don't, you know, cook a turkey with the butt side up.
Woo, girl. You know, they still tell the story. My mother, I think she forgot the story because she stopped talking about it. I was so happy. My very first turkey, I moved out on my own. And I always remember seeing her clean the turkey, and she took the little guts out, the package with the kidney and the liver and gizzard and neck and stuff like that. And I was like, well, she always pulled that out, but mine doesn't, you know, it doesn't have it. And I'm digging out it. So I was like, okay, they left it out. Well, when we cut the turkey, lo and behold, what do you think came out of the turkey? The bag with all the stuff. And when I tell you, she talked about this thing, I was 22 at the time, and she had to talk about it until maybe about 3-4 years ago. And like I said, am I going to forever hear about the time when I cooked the turkey and the insides were still in there? Yeah. So, people, don't cook your turkey with the butt side up, and make sure you reach in and get all of that bag out. Okay? So there's your hotline before you even get there tomorrow. There's your hotline. Oh, my goodness gracious. What are your plans for tomorrow, Tamika?
Well, I actually am not cooking. I got an invitation, and so I'm grateful for the invitation because I really didn't have any plans. So I am going to eat and rest and whatever it is that I can do at that point from there, that's it.
All right, all right, all right. Well, we pray you have a blessed day eating, and enjoy. All right. Well, Pastor Kim is not going to be with us today, so we're going to pull in our young lady to join the party. Good morning, Shanti.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I am well, thank you. I am well. What story do you want to talk about today?
I want to talk about the student and teacher.
Okay.
The student and the teacher. If I heard correctly, I think she got a heads up about someone needing to be warned about a teacher, and that's what made her speak up about her experience.
Okay, yeah. One of the other classmates or girlfriends said that she had to warn her sister about which teachers to look out for. And when she heard that, she really then made the decision to talk and to tell what she had experienced.
Yeah, I think this is the only, especially as of late, the only time I've heard of, you know, okay, I didn't say anything then, and I'm only saying something now because now I'm hearing that someone else may really suffer the way I did, and that's my motive for speaking. Not because I want to add my name to the list or because I want in on the lawsuits or anything like that. And I mean, that I can't even imagine the coach or something, that they want to take my virginity or something, even something verbally like done like that, is just like traumatizing. So it's just like now to hear that, oh wait, another young person might have to endure this. Nah, I'm speaking up.
Well, thank God for that.
Yeah.
Thank God for that, because we've been talking about how, you know, these older women, you know, said nothing until
right.
It was like 35 years later, and now everybody wants to open up. And, you know, for this Me Too movement, thank God this is a different Me Too movement. And
right.
That's what I wrote, actually. Yeah, I agree with you. I actually agree with you. I mean, can you imagine, like you said, somebody sitting on the bench and you so brazen that you would tell the young lady, I want to take your virginity? Who does that? Who does that? Oh my gosh! Who does that?
They just don't. They just don't care anymore. They're just like, no. Cause I'm gonna say what I want, because I'm gonna be able to do what I want. It's wild out here now.
Well, we're gonna keep them lifted in prayer, because you know this sexual abuse really, 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 you know, plays on people who won't speak. They're really, you know, very manipulative.
Uh-huh.
And I give God thanks that these young people are now talking and telling what's going on. And, you know, and although it's a little later, it's not too late. But here's the thing that I guess what really brought the story to the table for Vivian, well, they are on paid leave. Who does that?
The other side of the fence.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Okay, because it's just bugged out to me how you would even get a whiff of someone in your faculty saying this, and yet you're still going to make sure they're taken care of while there's this fake investigation going on. Like, so you giving them a paid vacation while you're fake looking into it? Like, that doesn't even make sense.
And what about the tennis coach who is now a special ed teacher? Now he gets to prey on
those who don't catch on as quick.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
They don't care. It's all about covering themselves you know, we're staffed. The staff doesn't have to be seen as long as they're here to say that we're staffed. And that's it. Now that they get
like
promotions.
I'm sorry. It sounds like the blue wall of silence.
Yeah. And it kind of reminds me of a situation that occurred when I was working in one of the restaurants, and he was one of the new managers, was only there for a few months, and he had a yacht party, and it was him and some executive kitchen managers. We ain't even talking about regular managers. There was some executive kitchen managers there, and they invited some young females that worked the host stand. And anyone who knows that typically the host stand employees are very young. And they went to this yacht party, and from what I heard, the yacht party got real buck wild. It was... And I remember that the manager kept inviting me, like, oh, you know, I have a yacht and having a party. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm good. And come to find out, it went crazy. And one of the hosts came back and told one of the female managers. And she had just gotten in trouble by corporate. So I guess to get the heel for her, she went to corporate and told on the male managers. And all of the male managers got fired, including an assistant general manager who was just about to get promoted to general manager. And again, like I told you, there was some executive kitchen managers. All of them got fired, and the host stand girls all got promoted.
Whoa.
And we were sitting there like, well, what part of the game is this? This is what we got to do to get promoted? Okay. It gets so twisted. So to cover yourself and to cover, they'll do whatever.
Wow. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. I want to switch. Thank you for joining us. I got to ask you, what you doing tomorrow?
Eating. And I'm contributing to the meal. Every year I make the collard greens and the yams and the sweet potato pie, and every year we hit borderline diabetic because of the pies, but those are my contributions. Oh, and this year I'm throwing in some devil eggs. But yes, but I plan on making that very early so that I can just enjoy eating all day.
All righty. Well, we pray that you have a wonderful time tomorrow. Well, ladies, I want to talk about this unvaccinated ban from the unvaccinated being banned from the family gathering. Vivian says she's almost sure that it is on the other side of the fence where we are banning people who are not vaccinated from Thanksgiving dinner. What do you think, Lady Tamika?
Ironically, I spoke to a relative recently, and one side of my family in North Carolina, for years they have been doing a feeding. So not just our family, we feed people in the neighborhood. I know not last year, but the last time that I went, we fed 300 people. And so last year we didn't do anything at all. And this year they're only doing, I guess, the family. And it's still a large amount of people. There are 30 of them that are coming. And there was like this conversation that, well, you know, you need to be vaccinated to come. And I was just like, okay, but we're family, you know. And I actually got off the phone with a family member because I just said, you know, this is just not a conversation that I want to engage in, you know, not to the point that we're going to be arguing because we're family. And it actually surprised me, but that was his stance. And I said, well, okay, you know, and I was a bit shocked, but, you know, people have a right to how they feel, you know, it is what it is.
Okay. Well, Vivian says that they have this, they also took a survey and found out that there were some arguments Wait, hold on. Hold on. Vivian, what were they arguing over? What was the argument?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes. What did you say the argument was over? Not the part that
they said
vaccinated. What was the argument?
They were sure that the conversation of the vaccination would cause argument.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're
all righty. So she's so, but you kind of took the step away, Tamika, because you said I'm not going to talk about this thing here. So, you know, that was the nice high road. And that was a nice time. I'm gonna stop there. I'll see all the comments later. But what do you think the our side of the fence will be arguing over at the Thanksgiving festivities, Lady Tamika? Vivian says Sage. What do you say?
I think it's more who took, because our family is real good about. What I call it is disappearing act. Like, whatever it is that's good, it just all of a sudden disappears from the table. You have to literally watch what's going on because, you know, it's like, okay, who took the pumpkin pie? You know, those types of things. I believe that that's where the family outside would really be fighting over.
Wow. All right, so you're fighting over the pumpkin pie. All right, Shanti. You know, Vivian says that, hey, you know, there's a survey that the unvaccinated will be banned from the festivities. What's your thought?
You trying to ban family because they didn't get something that wouldn't prevent them from getting or spreading COVID? Is whether you're vaccinated or not, it's not doing anything. So what are you banning them for? I think that's just a reason not to invite the family that you don't want there. That's
Ooh.
What I think. Because
you sound like Pastor.
What, you said I sound like who?
Pastor Charlie. You know, with her, there's always some ulterior motive that you're really not sharing.
Yeah, because it keeps getting proven that the vaccine is kind of useless. So what are you really banning me based on? So I think that's just the way to kind of the goose, you're not invited, but method.
Wow. All righty. Well, what do you think they will be fighting over? They ain't fighting over that conversation, but Vivian says spades and uno.
Yeah, that's why I just learned spades, because that's just too brutal for me. I think the arguments will be over, you think you taking something when you ain't bring nothing? On this side, because on this side, you infamous for you didn't ask me to bring nothing, so I ain't bringing nothing. But I'm taking something.
Wow. All right. You might be on to something in some of these households. Oh, my goodness gracious. Elder Natasha, what say you about this unvaccinated ban from the family gathering? You're having who's coming over to your house? Did you invite somebody?
Yeah, my inner circle, my close friends, my sisters.
So was there a vaccinated mandate?
No, I didn't have to. Pretty much everyone was vaccinated.
Okay. All right. What's your thought on that?
I think everybody has a right to their own opinion, right? Like, I think if you feel like the vaccination is what is helping to, in some places, reduce spread of COVID-19, then, you know, you have the right to just put that in place at your house. You know, people got sick, people died. You know, it was a real situation. So people nobody want COVID. So it's like, listen, whatever we got to do to not get COVID, we just don't do it to not get COVID.
Absolutely. To each his own. To each his own. Okay. So what do you think the fight's going to be about on outside of the fence?
I think it's going to be about, like, who makes the mac and cheese better.
Oh.
You know, you start having those conversations about, you know, when Aunt Joan made the mac and cheese that one year, and when Aunt Lou made the mac and cheese that one year, and it was like, child, you know. Whose was salty? Whose ain't have no taste? Whose was dry? Who didn't have no cheese in it?
Here's the
when you
funny
start
part.
Reminiscing.
Wow. Lady Tamika says, who took the food? Shanti says, you didn't bring something, so how you taking something? And you saying this conversation over the comparison of who made the better dish. Do you know how real these conversations are? This stuff goes down.
Oh,
in a lot of cases, y'all are not bringing up stuff that somebody got to scratch their head about. You know, I told you, I stopped playing cards for years. It's just, ain't none of us making no money or going to come up on a spades game or, you know, we're going to end up in a palace. Stop talking about. So listen, everybody, here's what we're not going to do. We're not going to talk about who made the better roast beef, who made the worst potato salad. We're not going to talk about that tomorrow. We're here together. We're not going there. You know, somebody gave me some potato salad one time, and it looked like soup. And I was like, soup. I tell y'all, no lie. And they had the nerve to, and I know all three of you have seen this, you know how you slice the egg and lay it on the top to like for decoration?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That was the only part that was solid?
Yes. I was trying to figure out where the potatoes were. And then had the nerve later to say, I made some mean potato salad, donut stuff, and I was frozen.
It is mean.
Oh,
right.
My
God. Very mean. Mean that you would bring this and put this all on all of us.
Exactly.
You're right.
So we're not going to talk about who makes the better potato salad tomorrow. And see, coming from a grandmother and a mother who made some slamming salad in two different arenas. Man, I was like, no, please don't start me the line. Please don't start me the line. So we are not gonna talk about everybody. You have one additional day. If you are cooking, go buy some extra food so that somebody can take some food home. And you're not complaining about they didn't bring nothing. Here's how this goes. And Elder Natisha, you're hosting. The other two are not hosting, but you're hosting, so you can help me, you know, solidify this. When God puts it on your heart to invite somebody, invite them, and don't complain. Because how many times have you seen people not have food in their house, and they're not going to tell you? They're not going to say
that. Right.
And they say,
and the truth is,
home. Good.
You know, I'm agreeing with you. And the truth is that, you know, when people are invited out for Thanksgiving, although I'm one of those people that even when I've been invited out, I still cook my own, you know, meal at home so that my family we would still have a Thanksgiving meal. But some people don't do that. So I already bought the Tupperware and the to-go plate because I'm expecting that people are going to take a plate with them. You didn't cook. You came to my house. So, of course, you're going to want a plate later on, you know, tomorrow. You're going to need a plate on Black Friday.
That's right. It's really a Black Friday when you ain't got no Thanksgiving leftovers. And that's a Black Friday.
That's right. That's a cold Friday, right.
That's right. That's some heartbreak right there. And, you know, I have to say that, you know, God has stopped me from telling people, don't bring anything. He stopped me from telling people that. And I can see numerous reasons why. So, you know, if you buy a soda or, you know, something like that, or, you know, take some plates or whatever, you know, it's always something that you can, you know, bring to the table, whether someone is asking you or not. You know, if you don't have, listen, let me tell you something. Elder Natisha, come on, you need to help me out with this. If you do not have, it's nothing wrong with not having. But tell your host, say something. Because if these people invited you, that means that they love you. And if they love you, they would understand that you just don't have it. And God has provided them with it. What do you think, Elder Natisha, as a host?
I absolutely agree with you. I think that the reason why I'm extending the invitation is because God has blessed me to have the means. And in fact, I don't even expect people to bring anything. If anything, I'll say, hey, you know, if you want to bring another dessert, if you want to bring the drinks, you know what I'm saying, then, you know, then do that. Bring some more cider, apple juice, you know, bring some hot chocolate, you know what I mean, so we can just have some of those, like, after meal, you know, relaxing things. The only time I'm going to say, you know, child, no thank you, or I'm going to judge you, is if you show up with a green bean casserole.
Why?
It's just not a part of my culture.
I was just, that's why I pressed you, because I'm like, who on outside of the fence brings the casserole? All right, now
that was from last year.
Yes, you know, and that's what I tell people as well. You know, I said, well, can we bring anything? Well, bring a soda, some dessert, something, you know, whatever you want to bring. But, you know, for the most part, I got everything. You know, God has chosen us to host, and he's provided for us to, you know, be able to do so, you know. So for those of you who are hosting, so this is the next tip of the Thanksgiving holiday. If you are hosting, please, because see, you don't have to say this to anybody. Don't go whispering to your children or to your mother or to somebody, your favorite cousin. So-and-so walked the door, they ain't have nothing again this year. Stop. Stop. You know how we do, y'all. Come on, you know how we do. We talk about, we cut your eye. When so-and-so walk through the door, you looking down at their hands. You looking down at their hands.
Either that.
You know,
or you horrified because they got something in. Or you horrified because they do got something in their hand, and you know that they put raisins in their collard greens.
Who does that?
I can't. I'm telling you. Listen, I stopped eating a lot. I am so glad I'm allergic to eggs. Because, baby, that is my quickest way out of the potato salad game. When I look at the potato salad, it has peas and corn and this is not a vegetable salad. It is potato salad. I don't care how great you say it tastes. I'm passing. No, thank you. No, thank you. So keep your raisins and your collard greens to yourself. Buy something from the store. You know, but back to the host. Listen, God knows what you're thinking and what you're feeling. Don't blow up for yourself. Don't blow up. Because next year you may have to go out and eat. So behave.
That's right.
All right. Wait. Okay, so it was people that don't bring nothing. Oh, okay. So for the guests, please don't put the pumpkin pie in your pocketbook. Ain't nobody looking. Come on. Everybody is there to enjoy what's on the table.
And don't be the ones who don't bring nothing.
Will you cut it out?
I'm just saying. That's why they sneaking it out, because they ain't contribute.
Well, you can.
Well, actually, you can put the pumpkin pie in your pocketbook. Don't take my sweet potato pie. That pumpkin pie, you can have that.
You know what? Wait. Okay. Yeah. Because I don't. Okay. So we know other my people like sweet potato pie. Which one do you prefer, Tamika? Sweet potato pie or pumpkin pie?
Sweet potato pie.
All right. Shantice, which one are you preferring?
Sweet potato pie.
Okay. So for all three people on this panel, you can take the pumpkin pie.
The pumpkin pie, yeah. And the green bean casserole, you can have all that.
Yes. Yes. And you know, it's true. When someone asks, can they bring something, you need to start naming stuff because you just might get that green bean casserole. How you going to be mad? How you going to
be mad? You can be mad. You can be mad.
No,
listen,
no,
you know me. You know I don't eat that.
Like, girl.
You know I do not eat that.
Right. You know you don't really eat that. Why are you bringing
that? Exactly. you thought you just bring whatever so you can take that
different.
You can take that pop out of here.
Right.
See, this is when the restaurant term comes in. In the restaurant, they say full hands in and full hands out. You have to go in the back with plate, and you have to make sure you're coming out the kitchen with plate. That's how it should be. At Thanksgiving.
Oh, my.
Full hands in, full hands out.
Oh, man. You know, we are, you know, our main topic. Thank you, ladies, for engaging me. It's so nice to talk to you all and we can have some fun. We're not all sticky and stuff. And leave your poor jokes at home as well. Don't bring the poor jokes. Come in and the frown. Don't bring your frowns to the Thanksgiving Day festivities. Leave those at home, too. Well, wait, I got to tell y'all a funny story about my mother. I have to tell y'all this story. My mother is the type of person you need to warn her before the people come out.
Like a year before.
You got to tell her. So, and I'm telling y'all this, so y'all may have to have this conversation with somebody in your family. So I said, you know what? Right now she's in the rehab center, and I'm having a house full tomorrow. So I said, you know what? Let me warn her to leave the frown and the twisted lips and all of that stuff at the rehab facility. So my sister says, well, all you have to do, Steph, is tell her you got, you know, 20 people coming to the house. She says, she don't want to come. So I call my niece to the phone, who's, what, 15, and she says, Grandma's not going to want to come out if there's 20 people. You don't have to worry about that. So we call my mother to warn her. So she says, well, Shanti's already told me y'all having people over. So I said, okay. So my sister says, well, tell her how many. I said, 20. She says, you're joking. I said, no, 20. She said, seriously? I said, yeah. She says, all right, don't worry about it then. Stay home. Because she knew she could not behave with 20 people. So me and some people were like, really? She was like, no, that's all right. So then she started to think of other things. But she had already blown it, so she already gave herself up. She already blown it. No, don't worry about it. Come pick me up. So listen, leave. If you're going out to somebody's house, leave the frown and twisted up face home. Please do that. Do not bring that out into people's festivities. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to deal with that. So I had to tell that story because, sometimes when you tell stories, people think you're just making stuff up. No, this is real. Even my own mother, I was like, no, we need to warn her because we're not going to have her sitting up here looking at people cross-eyed. So here's the funny part. She says, oh, well, Shantice only told me it was about 4 or 5 people. And we were like, okay, so what's the difference between 4 or 5 people and 20? I said, because 20 people, she ain't going to be able to handle it. 4 or 5 years, she might be able to keep that frown in place. But once 20 people come through that door, she ain't going to want to behave. So please, leave your frowns, complaints, all that. We want to gather in love this year. You know, last year, remember, we could not gather because of COVID. So, you know, a lot of people stayed at home. And, you know, but this year, everybody's going buck wild. They said 53 million people were traveling this year.
Mm.
And that's what people want to be with family and friends, other than those who have decided not. I guess we'll have the vaccinated parties. We'll have the unvaccinated parties. We'll have the split parties. But, you know, people want to gather. So please leave all of the negativity at home so that people can really enjoy themselves. Okay? Thank you. I just had to say that. Now, let's talk about this topic today, because now that was a launch to the topic. Things that make people unhappy. Things you do that make you unhappy. Okay, such as go out when you know you're not a crowd-friendly person. Stay out. Stay out. Well, one of the things they say, let's keep this fun, and let's keep this on the realm of family gathering, Thanksgiving time. They're saying people make themselves unhappy with jealousy. So come on, Elder Natisha. What kind of jealousy comes to the Thanksgiving festivities? Come on.
When you come over and see how much weight I've lost. No, I think you know what, you start looking at each other. You start looking at each other, looking at what a person has, looking at their house and they done upgraded. Oh, look what they done. They done put a new light.
New light.
You know, that's
funny.
like that's the stuff that you know, you will drive yourself crazy with. Like, really, just comparing and being jealous about what another person has. This Thanksgiving, let's not focus on that. Let's focus on, like, the inner work that God has done in our lives. Let's focus on the fact that we're all able to still come together and gather. You know, let's not focus on, you know, looking at the external things.
Oh, I like that. Nice launch. Come on, Lady Tamika. What jealousy are you taking to the Thanksgiving festivities?
Now, we all know there's a grumbler amongst the ranks of us, you know. Okay, fine. You know, auntie such and such or cousin such and such, she got married, and, well, you know, her husband ain't worth such and such. You know, them kids, they, you know, they raggedy and such and such and such. And, you know, instead of it being a family gathering where we're laughing and giggling and hugging, there's that grumbler, you know. And that grumbler has a lot of power, because all they need to do is talk to one of their sisters, and then before you know it, sisters are talking, and you sitting at the table trying to figure out why everybody looking at me a certain kind of way, you know, because that's the type of thing that goes on. Let's not do that. Can we just have a family gathering where we're all getting along, we're laughing and giggling, all of that, you know, all that chitter chatter? Let's put a silence to it. Let's put a duct tape on that one's mouth.
Oh, she said, bring the tape. Oh, did everybody hear that? Bring the tape for the potential grumbler to the Thanksgiving festivities, along with that soda when you didn't left the pumpkin. Leave the pumpkin pie. Leave the bean salad, but bring the tape for the mouth. Oh, I love it. I love it. Shanti, what jealousy comes to the Thanksgiving Day festivities?
My show potato salad looks better than mine. Lady Tamika took mine. But when you, I had it, I just lost it. Well, okay, I'll stick to the dishes. When you're, now you know what you can and can't make. And there's actually people who will get mad because, like I say, I stay in my lane. Every year, I stick to making the same things. And I just bang on this year, I'm going to just make it a little better than last year. I'm not trying to venture off and make something else that I didn't make, and now this is the first time I'm making it. This is not the holiday for experimenting. Okay, so don't get mad that mommy didn't ask you to make the collard greens and you don't even know how to wash the collard greens.
Ooh,
stay in your lane. So whatever mommy asks you to make, perfect that. And if she tastes it and like it, and if you get good reviews back, then maybe God spares next year, she'll level you up and you get to make a new dish. But you got to make it during the year, though. You can't make it for the first time on Thanksgiving. But, yeah, I'll stick with that one. Like, you mad because you feel like the other sibling has made this extravagant gift and you sitting there with your pumpkin pie.
That nobody ate.
Exactly. Yeah, you now got to take back home.
That you paid $9 for.
Right.
Oh, those were some good ones, ladies. All right, I'm going to hit you with this one. They say you cause yourself unhappiness with perfectionism. Oh, come on. Mm-hmm. What perfectionism comes to the Thanksgiving Day festivities, Lady Tamika?
So everybody feels like they can make, you know, whatever it is. Now, we got 6 pans of macaroni and cheese because you decided that you're going to top Aunt Mamie. And Aunt Mamie been making, you know, potato salad, macaroni salad, whatever it is for 6 years. But you got to be on the top. And, you know, just, you know, Shantice is right. Stick to your lane. You know, if you do, if you're good at washing dishes, because everybody needs a good dishwasher at the family reunion. So, you know, or at the family, you know, gathering. Stick to what it is that you do. And it may not necessarily be cooking, and it's okay.
Oh, I like that. I like that one. I always say the same thing. If you can hand out a pamphlet well, girl, get to handing out the pamphlet. Do your best. All right now. I'm dead serious, y'all. Come on, Shanti. What perfectionism comes to Thanksgiving Day festivities?
Well, especially if you're the host and you're stressing over how your house looks and do I have the right decor and is there enough food and did I invite the right people? Did I tell so-and-so to bring the right thing? And you're so focused on all, like, every tiny detail to now where you're obsessing over it because you want your Thanksgiving to be the talk, you know, for the remaining of the year. And that's actually what I was going to bring up, and I lost it. When you're sitting there and you're jealous because, oh, why they got to have Thanksgiving at their house every year? When we going to have Thanksgiving at my house? Like, I've seen so many, like, situations where it's just like, well, we always do Thanksgiving at your house. Why can't we do it at my house? And it's like, okay, who cares? Just as long as the house is clean and everybody can come over and eat, let's just everyone meet up there. And stop focusing on all the little tidbits and just make sure that the important things are taken care of.
All right.
Good.
Hey, you ladies are doing your thing today. Oh, come on, Elder and Aitisha. Perfectionism. What comes to the table worse than perfectionism?
I mean, I think it's when, you know, instead of you even trying, today there's all kind of YouTube videos with recipes and step-by-step to kind of help you to be able to make a meal, but because you're so afraid of being judged and you want to be perfect and you don't want no one to critique it, you're scared that someone may not like it, you know, instead of you even trying and putting in the effort to make something and to, you know, make it with love, because that's what Thanksgiving is about. It's people coming to the table and bringing, you know, what they made with love. The truth is, if you make something just out of obligation and there's no love in it, it's going to taste nasty anyway. So
that's,
I think,
right.
The main ingredient is really just having that love, that gratefulness, that thankfulness as a part of your prep. And don't just bring, you know, patty pies. We don't want patty pies. We don't taste the nutmeg, the brown sugar in patty pies, right? Just look up a YouTube video and try so that we can actually taste the authentic taste of a sweet potato pie. We love our patty, but we just don't taste all of the things that a sweet potato pie needs to taste like, you know, when you make it at home and when you make it from scratch. So don't bring patty pies. You go ahead, try it. Try to make something.
Oh, goodness gracious. So leave the, so what she's trying to say, everybody, is leave the Entenmann's pumpkin pie at the grocery store for $9. Make
yes,
your own.
We don't want
it'll
it.
Be cheaper.
Yes, we don't want it. Make roll. Like, make whatever you can make.
Oh, ladies, you're really doing a good job here today. All right, here we go. Assuming the worst of others, that helps quite often in causing your own unhappiness. Chantice, you got the first leg.
Assuming the worst of others, just assuming that someone else is going to come to ruin it and you end up ruining it because you're so focused on them ruining it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're so focused on them ruining it that you end up ruining it. Again, just chill out. Like, first of all, you're going to make your stomach upset. Ain't nothing about to interfere with my eating. So I'm going to need everybody to get it together because, listen, or y'all can stay home, and that'll be more for me. So it's like, stop focusing on, you know, what you anticipate someone else doing. And just make sure you're doing your part. If everybody focuses on outdoing themselves and their part, then the day will go smooth.
All right. Nice jump off. Oh, Elvin Atisha. Assuming the worst of others. How is that coming to the Thanksgiving festivities?
Yeah, when you already, like Kamika was talking about earlier, y'all already start talking to each other sometimes. I hope our house clean this time, because last year, did you see the dust balls in the corner? Did you see the I hope our house is clean. Because I didn't feel comfortable when you eat. And meanwhile, you ate all the food, miss. You ate all the food. You know, so, I mean, just again, it's realigning our focus. Don't expect the worst. Expect that you're going to come, if there's dust balls in the corner, child, as long as the kitchen counter is clean, the stove is clean, because that's the stuff that matters now. A dirty kitchen, I don't know about nobody's food cooking in the dirty kitchen. When you got chicken grease from June that's still up on the stuff, that's the stuff for me. That's
oh my goodness!
So let's just assume the best, that everyone's kitchen gonna be clean, and if there's a little dust ball in the corner, it's all right. Just put your chair in front of it and have a good time.
You know, I tell you, it's these times where we really get to see who you ladies are. Man, do y'all have a humor? Oh my goodness gracious! Whoa, she said from June. Oh, Shantice, we better get the scrubbing, girl.
I don't know what it is, because see, I'm with Elder Natisha. I always say that I can't stand. I mean, I need everything to be clean, but I can't take no dirty kitchen and bathroom.
No.
That says
a whole lot
about your character to me.
Absolutely, yes. I'm gonna show you wash your hands when you were prepping.
Right,
for real.
Right. Oh, I can't, y'all. I can't. No, it's true. If you and if you clean, how many times have you cooked and cleaned at the same time? If somebody walks in the and you cook, because I can't stand it working all that mess. Find your priorities, people. Find your priorities. Come on, lady Tamika, assuming the worst of others. How is that joining the Thanksgiving Day festivities? I know you got one for us, girl.
Oh, yeah, I got a good one. So So you got this family member that's obsessed before anybody gets there. You know, you get a glass. Can I have something to drink? Sure you can. You know, they're up, you know, they're obsessing about the glass. They got to look through the glass before you put anything in it, you know, because they want to make sure that the glass is clean. Then before you got the glass in your hand, you're standing in the corner. And they putting coasters all over the place. Wait a minute, I haven't sat down. I had no intention on putting my drink down, but before I could get in there good, you're putting coasters on everything because you're scared that I'm going to touch the table. And, oh, my God, God forbid if a little bit of beverage gets on anything, you're panicking, you're freaking out. You know, the children, you know, that's probably why that children's table transpired, because you're freaking out because the table runner that you just bought and you rented, you didn't buy it, you rented it. Because you're scared that somebody going to get some cranberry sauce on it because you got to take the tablecloth back the day after Thanksgiving.
Oh,
you know, all of these
goodness.
Things, you're making everyone's life miserable because you're so afraid that anything's going to happen. You know, here we go. You're going to the bathroom now. We understand Thanksgiving people have to go to the bathroom. You're freaking out because, oh, my God, what happens if the permanency transpires? You know, it's all kinds of things. The whole entire time of the Thanksgiving, you're freaking out because things can happen. And you made everybody stay miserable. You're trying to figure out what all the cousins sitting on the front porch. Because nobody wants to be in the house because you made everything uncomfortable for everyone.
Wow. Mm. Boy, you sat and banged that one. Oh, goodness gracious. All right, ladies. How about when you go to somebody's house, they have you over to their house, and then you hear them mad because somebody used the towel that was hanging there to dry their hands?
Look, what is it there for then? If we were supposed to dry our hands with it, what is it there for?
It is for the decor. It is for the. So now I gotta write on a piece of loose leaf paper and tape to it. Do not use. Walk by. Keep walking.
So did you put some paper? So is there some paper towel in there?
No, because some people they use the paper towel and then throw it in the toilet. Come out
right,
the bathroom.
So I'll keep it up.
There's paper towels. See, now you gotta make an announcement. There's paper towels right outside the bathroom. Do not use the towels in the bathroom. Thank you.
Oh, I can't. I can't. Oh my goodness, I can't. My chest is hurting. Y'all got me laughing today. Oh my goodness gracious, I can't. Because it's real. You know, just. As we've just gotten finished talking about, you know, people turn something that's supposed to be such a good time into something that is, okay, should I cook and stay at home? Elder, my teacher mentioned, you know, going out and, you know, leaving stuff at home. Maybe you need to just stay at home to begin with. Okay, we got a couple of minutes more to figure out what's coming to the Thanksgiving festivities that you... Bring your own unhappiness. They say feelings of meaninglessness. Ooh. Mm. Ooh. Elder Natisha, what you got for us? Feelings of meaninglessness that comes to the Thanksgiving festivities.
Yeah. You know, the holidays is not joyful for everyone. There are some people that really deal with, you know, what they have and what they don't have in their life. And that becomes the focus. And so, you know, you're trying to work hard to figure out what to be thankful for, especially if you, you know, in this year have lost parents, you've lost siblings. It can really just have a very difficult effect on you. So, you know, we recognize that the holidays, as much as we're having fun, isn't joyous for everyone. And the hope is that you're coming out because you want to be lifted out of the funk, not because you want everyone to pity you, right? Because then, like, then now we become insensitive when we're not going to let you just destroy the Thanksgiving day. Like, you know, we are sympathetic, and we acknowledge all of the difficulties, but the purpose of inviting you was so that we could embrace you, we could surround you with love and with joy, and so you would have to give in to that love and that joy. And so, you know, if you are dealing with just the difficulty of the season, the encouragement would be
if you're going to go, and I hope you do, I hope you don't just stay home and wallow in what you've lost and what you've experienced, but that you do go. But if you go, allow the love to lift your spirit. Don't just keep sitting in the corner looking sad, and every time somebody walks past you laughing, they stop laughing because they feel guilty because they're laughing in front of you. And just like that, come on. That's not fair. That's not fair.
Right.
Come out, be a part, and allow the love and the joy to lift your spirit. Give into it. Laugh. Joy. Join in the jokes. You know? So that's my encouragement.
All right. Nice. Lady Tamika, you know, the feelings of meaninglessness, it comes and makes its appearance at the Thanksgiving festivities. How?
And most people who just, you know, we're aware that, you know, a lot of people do lose their relatives, you know, between, I don't know what it is, but a lot of times during the festivities, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, you know, New Year's, whatever your holiday or whatever it is that you find precious for you, those moments become all the more grandiose. And we do get it that, you know, it may be a hard time. However, what the person who's doing it doesn't realize is that it takes a little bit from each person because they feel your emotions. And, you know, they want to love you and they want to lift you. But each time that, you know, we laugh and, you know, it makes it very difficult because, again, like Elder Natisha said, it makes me feel guilty because I'm laughing and you're grieving. And so it is important to allow yourself to be open to, you know, people laughing and express, you know, a moment of laughter. Even if what you have to do is utilize the laughter that you had with the loss of the family member, you know, because that helps it to be a little easier, you know, and not so much, you know, my mama used to do this and my mommy, and I get it. However, just use the lighter side of that to allow God to lift your spirits in that moment. And then don't allow it just to be that moment. Continue to connect with the family. Don't make yourself an island.
All right. Good stuff, ladies. Good stuff. Shanti, the feelings of meaninglessness actually comes to the Thanksgiving Day festivities. How?
Yes, well, I agree with Elder Natisha. I know in this house, you can't sit up in here with no sad face. Hey, what's wrong with you? And by the time everybody finishes cracking jokes, whatever, you thinking you gonna come here and be upset, and you end up having, you know, a good time. So whatever, like she said, whatever funk you're in, whatever it is that is weighing you down mentally and emotionally, you know, like you brought up, you know, last year a lot of us could not get together because of COVID, you know, the health restrictions. You know, like my grandmother had to be rushed to the hospital on Thanksgiving. You know, it was a lot that prevented people from even being able to enjoy the holiday. So just paying attention to the fact that God allows you to see another Thanksgiving despite whatever you may have lost, you know, whether it was family or finances or possessions, you know, whatever it was. And not to be bitter about, again, kind of going back to what you weren't able to do, not to be bitter at the fact that you were not able to host this year's festivities, but you don't know what you may be able to contribute to the host, to wherever you're going. You know, a lot of times we feel like we're not really doing it unless we're doing everything or unless we're doing the bulk of it. But there's a lot of contributing factors that can help to heighten the day that you can, you know, have a hand in. So just really focusing on that.
All righty. Ladies, you did a fantastic job today, as always, and it was a lot of fun. I pray that you have a blessed Thanksgiving holiday, and thank you so much for your contribution today. Have a blessed one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well,
ladies. Enjoy, ladies.
You
enjoy,
too.
Everyone.
Thank
enjoy.
You. Thank you. Thank you. Ooh, boy, that was fun. Well. It's about that time that we get our faith over fear segment with Pastor Charlene. Good morning, Pastor Charlene.
Ooh, gobble, gobble. Good morning, everyone. How are you, Pastor Steph?
I am well, thank you. The question is, how are you today?
I'm a lot better than I have been these last couple of days. So I thank the Lord, because you know I want to eat.
All right. Thanking God, too. Thanking God, too, for your improvement and recovery. And what's the plan for tomorrow?
Well, my daughter is cooking, so we're going over there. And my other grandchildren, all of them are coming down. So I thank God for that. So that's where we'll be spending.
Okay. Are you taking anything?
No, my daughter told me don't take nothing, but I'm bringing my Tupperwares, so I know that I could bring food because I'm not bringing a plate back. I'm bringing food back.
Ooh, Pastor Charles, I ain't taking nothing, but I'm definitely bringing something up out of there. What's one of your funniest memories of Thanksgiving?
What are my who memories?
Funniest? Your funniest memories. Yeah.
Well, they get better and funnier each time because we do like dancing and playing games.
Okay.
And my granddaughter is always wants to be her grandmother, so she'll go and put a hat on, and she will get a napkin and put it around her neck like a collar, and she'll call herself preacher. So that'd be my moment. We got to go to church and talk about how good Jesus is. I don't know about now. She's 12. I don't know if she's going to do it this year, but that's what she has always done.
Okay. Nice to see your grandchildren come up and you know, come into themselves. And giving God thanks for every time we get a chance to, you know, fellowship with our family and friends. You know, what's the faith over here? We've talked about a lot of stuff here today, things that make you unhappy that you take to the festivities. And, you know, what I'm going to leave it open for you to, you know, give a faith over fear thought regarding the Thanksgiving Day festivities.
Okay, but before I do that, I when you were saying about one of the things that you hate what people do when they come, mine was making their food, packing up their food before everybody eats, that, you know, they're to go plate. So I thought of that one. Because people have a tendency when you invite them, they'll make a couple of plates, and you thinking they're getting ready to sit down. Oh, no, that's for me to take when I go home.
Yes. That's a good one, Pastor Charlotte. That is a good one. Oh, I like that one. Good one. Now you can give the faith over fear.
Yes. So my thing was that I want to try to stay in the same as everybody. You know, stop being so fearful of people not being vaccinated. This is a time where that you got to have faith in the Lord and know that you're going to still be covered under the blood and be able to spend time with your family and not make them feel isolated where that they can't come and have a good time with you. Because if we know, if you're saying that you know Christ for yourself, you know that you already he's going to already cover everybody within your household. And, you know, being fearful of how my food's going to come out, are they going to like it? I agree with Shantice. Don't make nothing new at the table and, you know, experiment on us because that is very fearful because I know I'm not going to eat it. And so, you know, being able to just to enjoy and to relax. You know, we have been from last year, we wasn't able to be together. We don't know what's going to next year might look like. So during this time, just relax and don't be able to be, you know, so tight on somebody, being able to stick stuff down or the chicken you want to find in the couch or, you know, because you have kids that's going to come, you know, and there's a lot of people. I remember my mom. My mom wouldn't let you, she was still with the plastic on the chairs. Oh, I hated that. And when she passed, we finally took them plastics off. So, you know, she only been gone for a year. So, you know, she still carried that for years and years. And she wouldn't allow you to be able to enjoy, you know, because she was the one that was, you know, as soon as you put your finish the plate and you go to sit it on the table, she's running, you know, and make you feel uncomfortable and snatch it up. Clean the area. That was my mother, you know. And if we do that, you know, we really hurt people's feelings, you know. And then that turns into that where the fighter come in and where that you're not able to enjoy the day. So just put your guard down and just let God do what he do. Because it's time for, if so many families are not together, you know, they don't want to see each other. They're hating each other. And that's not of the Lord. So let us be able just to be able to relax, you know, this year. Enjoy, because we still here. So many people are gone. So just have your faith in the Lord and allow him just to be able to do something out of the ordinary, which you haven't done, of being having fun. And just enjoy it. And don't be so fearful over everything that I'm going to get the cooties or whatever that you call it. Just enjoy your family, your friends. Because we don't know what tomorrow will bring. You know, somebody might not make it out of Thanksgiving a day. So we just want to be able to love one another, show love for each other, and know, trust, and believe in the Lord. And that's all you have to do on this Thanksgiving day. I love you guys. Gobble, gobble. Enjoy.
All right. Thank you so much, Pastor Charlotte, for that Thanksgiving. That Faith Over Fear segment for Thanksgiving. And we pray that you continue to stay well and feel well and have a blessed day tomorrow. Amen.
Man, thank you so much. You do the same. I saved me a plate. I'm coming.
All righty. Thank you. All right. We're going to do a benediction today. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Amen. You know, we've talked a lot about Thanksgiving Day here, you know, today, and I tried to put a little twist on, you know, what we were talking about. And, you know, it's an important time of the year. You know, again, last year we did not have the luxury of spending time with one another. So we don't really want to waste precious time because, as has been said, you know, a lot of people are gone from us between last year and this year. And if God is granting us the opportunity to, you know, share time with one another, we want to make sure we show him, you know, how grateful we are. Now, you know, as an unvaccinated individual, I will say again to each his own, and I do want to also, you know, say that unfortunately what happened in the beginning of this pandemic was a lot of people underestimated, you know, the potential illness of others, and they didn't mask up, and they, you know, they were gathering, you know, friends and family and things like this. And, you know, some people ended up, you know, contracting the illness and passing away. So we understand definitely that there's a concern, you know, for life. However, you know, my suggestion would be for those who are unvaccinated, those who are vaccinated, you know, right now, are we going to concern ourselves more with safety? And hear me out. more with the safety component than the fact that somebody really may need to be around family and friends, because this is a very difficult time of year for a lot of people. So here's what my suggestion would be. You have every right to be concerned. If you have taken the time to vaccinate yourself because you want to help to, you know, contain, you know, whatever's going on out here, then what you need to do is to ask people to wear a mask. Ask them to mask up. If you feel, you know, if you really feel like, hey, you know, the mask ain't going to do much, that's a whole different story. But if you have not considered to, you know, doing so, you know, ask someone to mask up if they have not been vaccinated, if that's your concern. Again, you have every right to have those concerns because you've taken your own precautions, and who are we to beat you up about, you know, whether you want people to be vaccinated who come over and gather in your home. But I wanted to put that out there. You know, we do have a big concern about our health because people have died. And but here's the flip side to it. People have also died who have been vaccinated. And unfortunately, we have not been able to see any major difference in some areas where you have been vaccinated versus not being vaccinated. And people have still passed away. So there's no guarantee that the person who comes to your house is, you know, who is unvaccinated will cause some problems, because you yourself as a vaccinated person could be a carrier. We've known that to happen as well. So to err on the side of fairness to everybody and the greater concern of, you know, someone's mental health or emotional health, my suggestion would be, you know, if at all it may help, you know, explain to them, you know, I'm really looking, you know, to have safety. I want to gather, but I want us to be safe as well. And, you know, I would love to have you, and I'm asking you as an unvaccinated individual to mask up, because most people who have not been vaccinated are masking up. The average person is masking up. So, you know, if we got to go to your house, if we want to share the time and we want to be with family and friends, then guess what? We would just have to mask up. You know, most of us have accepted the fact that we can't go to dining and movies and Broadway, and it you know, you've made your decision, so you've accepted that. So I really believe that, you know, if God has put it on your heart to host, if he's made provision for you to host, you pray over that and ask God, you know, how to best go forward with that, you know, so that you can actually touch the hearts of everybody. So Just a suggestion. But again, you know, we I made a joke about my mother, and, you know, a lot of people say, you know, it's a shame that, you know, the people in the nursing homes or the rehab centers are by themselves. Listen, some of them ask for this here. She asked for that. And I'm not going to feel bad because you can't behave yourself and you want to stay in the rehab center. I'm not feeling bad because you are going to be you are asked to be around family and friends and loved ones. And if you really feel like you can't behave yourself, the best thing for you to do is to stay at home. And that's for all of you who are listening as well. If you are grumpy and grouchy, you know, the ladies went over these different points of what we do to make ourselves unhappy. You know, they did a fantastic job with that presentation. And at the end of the day, you don't want to go to someone's festivity and bring so much negativity that you're spoiling someone else's time, because this may be their only time, you know, that they get to be around people and have a good time and release, you know, some of the tension and get out of the house and just be able to share, you know, in that festivity of being with loved ones. And please do not take your grumpiness to someone else's festivities. You know, buy a hamburger and stay home, because that's what's going to make you happy. You know, everybody does not celebrate the holiday, and that's fine. But for those who do, those who utilize this time to really get together and gather, let's bless
everybody. You know, you are not just a one who blesses if you can afford or God has enabled you to even have a home to host, you know. But you're also blessed if someone thought of you enough to invite you to share the time. And that's what you need to give God thanks about, that there are a lot of people who are in shelters, who are homeless, who have to eat at a food pantry or a soup kitchen where, you know, they have to find their joy and their love in that arena. And here you are able to really take place and really be blessed. Then show God that you appreciate that blessing. Show God that you really are grateful and thankful for being able to sit underneath somebody's table and really think about the fact that God has brought us through another year where we are healthy. Even if we had some type of medical scare or medical things that went wrong with us, or even if the finances aren't all that great, spending time with family is the best thing that you could have in your life. And this is my first year without grandma. She left us in January. And although we hadn't been gathering in the more later years, there's always comfort in knowing that everybody's still here. So, you know, for those of us who have lost people, you know, and being in the home with the people and now you don't have them, you know, there's a lot for them to digest as well. And we have to be thoughtful and we have to, you know, be considerate. So when all you do is bring your grouchiness, it's really a killjoy. So, you know, bless people. You can be a blessing too. You don't have to host to be a blessing, but just be a blessing and give good company. Because trust me when I tell you, you wouldn't be invited if you didn't have the potential to be good company. So now that someone has thought enough to invite you to the table, to the festivities, be good company and go with a joyful heart. Let people know that you're happy to be there. I'm looking forward to my 20 people. And I give God thanks. You know, it's not quite looking the way I want it to look. But I really came to terms. I was like, you know what, God? You really, years ago, this wasn't a possibility. But now, you've done so much. And the church family has worked themselves to the bone to pick this house up from where it was physically. We have really done a lot of work, a lot of changing, and to celebrate that is why we're having a big Thanksgiving Day. So, you know, get yourselves together and just go into tomorrow. God spare your life. With an open heart and open mind, open mouths and closed mouths where you need to keep it closed. Go with your hugs, you know, and we're not having COVID parties, but go protecting yourself and protecting others. Make sure you have your masks and things, you know, ready. So, you know, you can make sure that, you know, everybody's healthy and safe and we can walk away from this Thanksgiving Day being grateful, you know. So I just wanted to take a little moment to say that to you, and I thank you so much. Tomorrow, we're not going to have a regular broadcast, but we will gather at 7 to pray together. So please make sure you are on with us tomorrow for prayer. You've been listening to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. where we discuss matters of the heart, mind, and spirit. As you go through your day, be sure to set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. They will only serve as a distraction. Remember, prayer changes things. Ew! It's Pastor Steph signing off, and I want to thank my due time crew for coming through
big time. And I want to thank you for hanging out with us and listening and laughing with us. Thank you so much. Please accept Jesus as your personal Savior right now. Later is not promised to us. Remember, God spares. We're going to gather together at 7 right here on His due time to give God thanks and to have a unified prayer, holding hands and holding hearts. And I can't wait. Until then, I love you.